Thank you once again, Ian. We've come to our last batch of news items. On the transport front, there are improved bus services heralded and a new taxi firm, but annoyance about proposed parking restrictions in Trowes. Let's start, however, with entertainment, with news of awards on offer for creative flair and a new Norwich star. Creative youngsters are being invited to showcase their creative flair to be in with a chance of winning one of five prizes through a new project. The Young Norwich Creative Awards are open to 16 to 25-year-olds who live, work or study in the city within the Norwich City Council area. Lucy Farrant, director of the Young Norfolk Arts Festival, said, "We're delighted to announce these exciting new awards, recognising the amazingly vibrant young talent we have here in Norwich. There are five awards up for grabs, which are music, writing, visual arts, textiles, and the Norwich Freeman's Award for the most commercial application. And the winner of each will take home a prize of £1,000, plus a year of mentoring from a major Norwich arts organisation. Full details can be found at youngnorwichcreativeawards.com, with the deadline for entries being June the 16th and winners to be announced in July.
A Norfolk-born actor has now reached a global audience as he stars in the smash hit new Netflix series Queen Charlotte. It is a six-part prequel to Bridgerton and is centred on Queen Charlotte's rise to power and how her marriage to King George sparked a societal shift as well as a great love story. While in the main Bridgerton series, set in the Regency period, her footman Brimsley is played by Hugh Sachs, in Queen Charlotte, the younger version in the 18th century, is portrayed by Sam Clement. Mr. Clement, aged 29, was born in Brundle, on the outskirts of Norwich, and went to Thorpe St Andrews School. He honed his craft on the Norwich Theatre Royal Arts Course.
People in Heatherset and Wyndham are set to benefit from more frequent buses and brand new transport links following a new line expansion. Funded by money from the Department for Transport, the first Eastern Counties Pink Line was extended on May the 14th beyond the Norwich and Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to Heatherset, with new services running up to every 30 minutes, 7 days a week. Some additional journeys extending beyond Heatherset to Wyndham Town Centre will operate at peak times, while an evening service between these same destinations will also be provided.
A new taxi firm will be launching in the city centre this summer. U-Ride, that's capital U-Ride, based in Magdalen Street, will be open for business in July, with the motto Book, Ride, Arrive. The company, which will employ 40 drivers, will be bookable by phone or online, and there will also be an app. The firm will join the likes of ABC, Five Star and Courtesy in Norwich. In recent months, cabbies in the city have faced recruitment crisis, meaning those on the roads are squeezing themselves to get to as many jobs as possible. And drivers are leaving the industry in their droves, with many getting jobs as delivery drivers. As a result, some taxi firms have been turning customers away to save on fuel and manage the cost of living crisis.
It's all kicking off in Trowes as accusations emerge of Norfolk County Council declaring war on Norwich City fans. Folk living in the village on the city's outskirts have hit out at plans to introduce new parking restrictions, saying it's been done specifically to thwart Canaries fans. Pablo Dimoglu and Angela Forster, who live in Trowes, have slammed plans to restrict parking before 9 p.m. on weekdays, as it will impact evening matches at Carrow Road. They say Canaries fans bring much-needed business to the village, using its two pubs and the River Green restaurant. Ms. Forster and Mr. Dimoglu say plans are disproportionate, as there are only a handful of evening matches each season, yet members of village clubs will also be affected. A county council spokeswoman said, "These plans have been proposed by and developed with the local community to tackle commuter and football parking issues in the village."
A couple with decades of experience in hospitality has relocated to transform a city pub into the beating heart of the Golden Triangle. Wendy Rose and Joe Kelly have moved from Hackney in London to Norwich to run The York in Leicester Street. The building is owned by Stonegate and it temporarily closed earlier this year when the previous tenants left. The pair have previously run pubs, bars and supper clubs in the capital. The pub reopened on Friday, May the 5th, and the changes include a mirror room in the snug area, fresh paint and wallpaper, new flooring and a petanque pitch for balls in the garden. They are also planning to use the upstairs area for supper clubs and for party hire.
A city centre McDonald's restaurant has applied to extend its opening hours until the early hours of the morning. The site in Haymarket, which currently closes at 11 p.m. every day, is hoping to continue trading until 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, while remaining open until midnight on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday. The licence application comes as they work on the £3.2 million revamp of the Hay Hill area, started at the beginning of last month, to create a greener and more comfortable area that could host public events. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You'll be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. Not only organising and the recording, but opening the post, dealing with the office work and admin, and copying and sending you the memory sticks to you all. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, don't worry. Please do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on, all in lowercase, cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition, and it's goodbye from me, Mike, and Lynette.